Time to speak with you guys today. I just want to make this quick, and I want to say that I oppose D10 and that a 30-year lease for Mwaipono means more freedom for them, and they should have the exact opposite of that. That they chose to come from a foreign country and farm the dry lands of c central Maui is a venture that no one would even think about doing, but somehow they've got above the law kind of in the past couple years, and it's ridiculous. It's the streams are dry, the animals are dying. I just want you guys to think about the people who actually live on Maui. And what they go through every day versus some company that can write off losses on their taxes or whatever. Thank you for the time.
Thank you very much, Michael. I will now take Kalena, and then Kanoa. Go ahead, Kalena.
Aloha, can you guys hear me?
We can.
Okay. Aloha kako. Ovao kalena shim he kupu vao no lahina Maui. I am a mahi ai on Aina Kuleana in the ili of Punalau, which sits in the Ahupua'a Ponokohau. And I'm here to testify in strong opposition of agenda item D10. And also just to be here in support of Autokala farmers and residents of East Maui and ask that you guys support the community framework that's already in motion. Put the vai back in Hawaii, brah, in the hands of its rightful kuleana holders, Tumalama. If you give this lease to Mahi Pono, we're going back in time to plantation era. And we talk about sustainability and food security. So two things I like say is we have Lahui members who are willing to take on that kuleana Tumalama, our streams. And then two, those same people going to sustain us food-wise way more than lemons and limes will. So I don't even know why a contested case hearing for a new lease is even being talked about. East Maui water feeds not just our kalo, but our ike kupuna, our practices. It feeds our food systems, our identity, and our ea. So for you guys in these positions, chair and members of the board, you guys not just making one lease decision, you're making a generational decision. And the last thing I like ask is that you guys stand in your kuleana as trustees and not as brokers of our vai. Mahalo.
Thank you, Kalena. Kanoa, and then the last is going to be the Royal House. Go ahead, Kanoa. Go ahead. Kanoa.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Dear Chair Chang and members of the Land Board, my name is Konoa Koelani. I'm a lineal descendant of Moi Hikino, the place where my kupuna's bones are laid to rest. I'm here today representing them and the future generations, and strongly urge you not to accept the staff recommendation to move forward with any process that gives Mwaipono PSP Investments long-term lease for our East Maui streams. Moi Hikino has faced many water issues over the past century due to profit greed over the well-being of the land and its people. Waters of Mauihi Kina can't be left in the hands of foreign investors like Mwaipono and PSP Investments. Their primary interest is profit, not for the better of the land and the people. Water is a public trust. Water is a resource held in trust for the people of Hawaii. This public trust has been ignored for generations, and in result, Mauihi Kina has been stripped from our main resource, water. Water extraction from Mauihi Kina has left many streams dry, destroying ecosystems of native species. Why is it when I drive home to Ana, I ask myself, have I ever seen this river flow, or does it flow from Mauka to Makai? These water diversions have caused destruction to native habitats, causing death of native species, both in stream and in the ocean. As a Kanaka Lawaiʻa, it is important for our streams to reach the ocean so that coral reefs and Nemo are healthy, fish are abundant, and breeding ground for Oʻopū, Hihiwai, and Opai are strong. Restoring stream flow from Mauka to Makai is vital to our entire ecosystem and our watershed. Ongoing hewa of poor water management needs to be handled. Broken pipes, outdated and uncared for water systems are causing millions of gallons of water to be wasted daily. Also, these investors continue to ignore the stream water flow standard, leaving streams dry despite the Water Commission's order of returning stream flow. It is our responsibility to do what's pono, not only for us, but for the Aina and future generation. Hui kopono oko Aina.
Thank you, Kanoa. Your time is up. So I'm going to go to the Royal House of Hawaii.
Aloha. I'm a descendant testifying of East Maui under Hewa Hewa, Kamaka, and Aikau, Ohana. And I fully object. Okay. This violates many of my rights. Okay. And this is a violation and a crime on an international level. Because how is there a meeting for them to renew the leases, and how is that even legal, and how is that even possible? Yeah, because all Hawaii is royal patented, yeah, by Kamehameha III from the Mahele. And for the irrigation systems,
how is that even possible? Yeah, because all Hawaii is.
We heard you twice. Sorry. Go ahead.
All those supposed landowners are illegal landowners, and shouldn't be there because once they pass, it's supposed to revert back to the kingdom's lands or the original patent holder, right? And it hasn't. And soon I'm. For real, gonna go grab anybody get tractor, girl. I gonna broke on pretty soon the irrigation system for real, because that is a violation on my rights and my Ohana's kingdom care. Because we need the water back, and give us the water back by right by law. And that's a violation of Hawaii revised statute 172-11 and Article 12, Section 7. That's a violation too. And return the lands, but I go break the irrigation system.
Okay, thank you so much. I have two more people, Mahina Poi Poi and Rose Kelly. So please go ahead, Mahina.
Aloha, Chair Chang and board members. I've been sitting here with you all day as well. Thank you for letting me log on a little bit late. I wanted to try to listen to as many testimonies as I could prior. My name is Mahina Poipoi. I have the privilege of representing District 13, which includes East Maui, in the State House. In accordance with my written testimony, I strongly urge the board to discontinue the consideration of a long-term private lease and or contested case that is proposed today, and instead prioritize a partnership with the East Maui Water Authority and the set aside to Maui County. After hearing Mayor Bisson and Councilmember Sinensi's testimony, I just want to support their testimony as well. The vote creating the East Maui Water Authority signaled the public's clear desire to return stewardship of these critical water resources to public hands and to move away from private corporate control. And that should weigh very heavily for all of us as decision makers. And that should also help make the decision a lot easier. From my perspective, this isn't about a specific private corporation in particular. It's about the corporate privatization of water and water systems in general here and everywhere. It's about, at this point in time, moving beyond plantation era mistakes that treated East Maui's streams and forests as endless sources for private extraction. We know now the real limits of our water supply and the fragility of our ecosystems that sustain our communities. Water systems, especially ones like this, where we have generational lineal kalo farming, subsistence resource communities, they must be managed very carefully. And this understanding that we have underscores a fundamental and general truth that private for-profit corporations cannot, by their very structure, they cannot place altruism, ecosystem integrity, or long-term community well-being above their duty to generate returns for shareholders. And this isn't a criticism, it's just simply the nature of the corporate model. When it comes to something as essential and consequential as water, management must prioritize the needs of our people, our places, and the ecosystems that sustain us. And to finally be freed and unburdened from the requirement to produce profits for investors. That's why I am in such strong support of community-based governance models like the East Maui Water Authority and under the County of Maui. I think that, when you're putting these two models against each other, they serve fundamentally different purposes, but only one of them inherently aligns with our public trust responsibilities and as public servants, our constitutional and ethical obligations.
Rep Poy-Poy, I'm so sorry. I'm going to
I
have
have
to
one
ask
more
you.
sentence. Okay. So I think that the set-aside option should be the priority. I am confident that the county and authority will be fair and act in good faith, collaborating with the water users. And mahalo for your time and your dedication to protecting the public trust for the generations to come. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. So this is the last test. This is the last public comment we're going to hear. Is Rose coming? Go ahead, Rose.
Mahalo, aloha, my goodness, what a beautiful community I get to be a part of. Wow, that was just beautiful, Mahina. Okay, so one of the things I remember from the 10 years before COVID, I was going to all the water meetings, is that Uncle was talking about how thousands more akule were returned to the oceans of Hana when the streams came back. And I find that to be really significant about this Ahupua'a Mauka te Makai abundance that we have just given right now from the generations of investment of the lineal descendants of that area and how it's being depleted. Because I have to commute down from like Haleakala and I see this pristine Hana water filling the ditches to the tippy top for these struggling over chemical trees. And I know that these lineal descendants have such strong passion for their investment and that these guys are playing market values. I mean, really.
We're losing
Of
you,
a
Rose.
society that Wall Street of finance is easy. The true authority here is the transverse rain providing lines mentality of what it means to actually understand how this system works. And that is what is available through lineal descendants. That is what we are looking for when we need people who are truly going to care for. And I love that phrase of like, it takes so much attention, and these are the people that have the capacity to give that. I'm so grateful to, having the support from all levels and just really inspired by the level of understanding that this community in the Water Authority and the way that they're able to hear and repeat back
So,
what the
Rose, can I
community
ask you
actually needs.
to summarize because your time is almost up?
Thank you so much. I really hope you guys make the right decision and go with the community here. Aloha.
Aloha. I am going to close public comments. So, we have taken over probably over the last 3 hours of testimony. I'm going to close public comments at this time. Board members, there is we're doing B10. What is your pleasure? Because I still have a couple of more items that I need the board to hear before we close. So, did you want to go into executive session?
Yeah.
Shall I have a motion?
So move to an executive session.
Second. Second. A motion has been moved and seconded to go into executive session to confer with our Deputy Attorney General pursuant to HRS 92-5
Hey, no.
5A 4A
Well.
pursuant to HRS. It's a long day, so we are going to go. You can stay here. We're going to go and we'll be right back. Okay. Thank you, everybody. We are back from our executive session to confer with our Deputy Attorney General on the board's duties, powers, and liabilities. Okay, board members, we have heard very lengthy public comments. We've also received extensive written comments through emails. What is your pleasure?
Chair, I'd like to make a motion to defer decision-making on this issue for 6 months.
And what do you, is there an attachment? I mean, is there anything you want to see what happens within 6 months?
I'd like to hear back from the stakeholders prior to 6 months taking place. But
second.
I don't think we can go ahead and schedule that because we're not controlling the schedule.
I know in the past we've asked for regular updates, so I'm hoping we continue to get that from the authority because you've been helping to facilitate these meetings, which has been very helpful, and we appreciate that. We have great stakeholders. So a motion has been made to defer item D10 for 6 months, at which time, before the 6 months, we will get updates from the Maui Water Authority, and we will try to reschedule this within 6 months based upon the updates we get from the Maui Water Authority.
So, sorry, just to clarify, you do want an action brought back in May, like something brought back in May?
I believe that it should return to the agenda.
Okay.
And so, because I think there was representation 6 to 9 months, but hopefully 6 months, we've got a little bit of motivation here. So motion has been moved and seconded to defer item D10 for 6 months, also receiving regular updates from the authority. All right. And a motion has been seconded. I am going to call for the vote. All in favor of the motion, please say aye or raise your hand. Motion passes with 5 votes. All right. We have heard you. Please tell the mayor thank you for his presentation. That was very critical to our consideration. Well, okay.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you. And I appreciate everybody who's been patient with us and stayed on board, including the board members. We were all about to walk out in various times, but we all stayed. So we're going to go back on the agenda, and we are going to go back to items E. Again, thank you, everybody. We appreciate everybody who stayed. We're going to do items E, state parks. These are critical issues. Go ahead. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. So, Alan, if you can, which items did you want to hear item E6 first?
So the most critical one time-wise is E5, then E6.
Okay,
let's but do if that. You guys will bear with us, we'd love to get through all of these today.
I'm optimistic.
Good. Alan Carpenter, acting administrator, first time in the post Kirk Control.
And I think everybody, does everybody know that after Kirk Control retired?
Well,
at the end of October.
Wow.
He had retired earlier than he had expected. So Alan is, by the nature of his assistant, he is now the acting administrator. Thank you, Alan. Go ahead.
Thank you. So starting with the most critical item E5 is to permit the Department of Land and Natural Resources Division of State Parks to establish an annual fee for the registration and numbering of rental vessels at state parks and administer them by special use permit statewide. The legislature passed Act 128 last session, aiming to address problems with the proliferation of unauthorized kayak rentals that were being brought into our park from outside and overcrowding rivers and oceans. We don't have a ton of parks where this is affected by, but the main one is Wailua River State Park on Kauai, Kealakekua Bay on the Big Island, and to a lesser extent, Ahupua'u'ahana State Park, which all of these have navigable waters that are under the jurisdiction of state parks. This act compelled us to create a permit system and a registration and decal system by January 1st, 2026, which is why it's time sensitive. We totally supported it. We need control. And the only thing that we are asking for is for you guys to establish a fee. And we're asking for that fee to be $75 per vessel. So 10 kayaks, you're gonna pay $750. It's based on the current registration fee for vessels under Doble. We didn't have a parallel. So this is a new thing for us. We included some things for your background. So the permit conditions that are in here are only for your background information. One of the great things is that we'll be able to then regulate the days and times that people can use these in the parks, right? And they'll have to be registered and identified by a sticker. So for example, our existing permittees, we prohibit them from running their tours on weekends, allowing locals to have access to less crowded waters, but these outside vendors are sending their folks through from wherever, and they're renting kayaks and coming in on the weekend days. We cannot prohibit that through this regulation and the permit conditions. So once again, what we're asking for is the establishment of a fee, which this board has to do for any fees that we administer.
Could you just clarify, this is an annual fee of $75?
This is an annual fee of $75. It'll be administered through special use permits issued by the division. Eventually, probably by next year, they'll be online. And everyone will get a decal per vessel that they will have to place on the vessel so that DoCare and all of our parking managers and people managing our sites can
help enforce
and educate. Okay. Yes.
Does that mean that they need a commercial use permit from you to conduct commercial use activities?
That is what the special use permit will be, a commercial use permit, right? Okay. It's one of the uses that is allowed under our special use provision in our admin rules.
You charge fees for those, which will be separate from the registration fee?
We do not charge fees. Well, we can charge fees for commercial use permits. Typically, we charge a percentage rent for a per person fee, but since this is not a, so visitors entering parks that have a fee attached, they will have to pay an entry fee and a commensurate parking fee if you guys approve one of these other items that is before you today, right? So they'll be subject to both. The commercial kayak rentals only address those who are offsite.
Okay.
You cannot regulate or charge them for that. We're regulating their vessels and the use of those vessels on our waters.
Karen?
So these are for the so-called car things, right?
They have been cart, yes. Car toppers is the vernacular term for folks who bring their rental car into a parking lot. They rent them a kayak, throw it on the car. They enter the park just as anybody can, right? And therefore, they are not defined as commercial users. Just as you're not defined as a commercial user if you enter a park in a rental car.
Okay. And then I talked to you on the side briefly about enforcement, because I know when they go onto the Waigua River, that is a state park. So really, Dobar has no enforcement at all.
This is not a Dobar issue. It's state parks. And you know, item E4, I believe we are also going to be authorizing parking management. The parking management company will also be our eyes and ears and regulators of those entering the water, right?
Okay.
So we're going to be, we'll talk about it more in the next one, but.
So this is.
DoCare would be the ones who would enforce people who break the rules.
Yes.
Right. Our parking managers and staff can monitor and educate because we're not law enforcement.
So I suspect this will all become more enlightened as we go through all of the your submittals, because we're seeing sort of just piecemeal. This is first registration of vessels. They will be required to register. And this is what allows the state parks to require them to be registered. You need a board action.
No. The board is establishing the fee.
Okay.
Statute requires them to be registered. Right. And compels us to institute this system by January 1st, 2026.
Go ahead.
Just a couple of questions. So
There's an operator that gives guided kayak tours. They launch by the church in Puoko and they paddle into Wailea. Is this going to control that guy?
It only controls waters that are EO'd in state parks. So only state parks control water, which is inland waters, the rivers like Kahana Stream and Wailua River.
Oh.
And the only ocean waters that are EO'd to state parks are Kealakekua Bay.
Yeah.
It's probably a Dobar issue.
Okay. So that's a Dobar issue.
Okay. So the guys that rent kayaks in Napopo and tourists take them down in the Kealakekua, it covers them.
They already have, the folks who launch from the wharf already have a commercial use permit from us. This will be the people who arrive on their own or come from outside.
Got it. Okay, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions, board members? There's a gaze amongst.
I thought it'd be quicker, but you guys have had a long day.
No,
I think it would have been helpful to have sort of this overarching presentation on this new vessel registration and parking fee, because we're seeing it piecemeal. So
with the time, I think we.
Okay, we going to have more information on this? Because you're just going to start coming up with some kind of rule proposals, right?
Permit conditions are in here for your background information, right? What we intend to impose on the vendors, right, and their users. But the law already compels us and requires us to do all of that. You guys are we'd have to give this away for free if I wasn't here asking you to establish a fee. And I don't like commercial users to get things for free in our parks.
And that was the purpose behind this app. It was to prevent all of those who are unauthorized or coming outside from our permitted process and correct. Just coming in and bringing and then renting off-site, but using our state parks.
Precisely.
Okay.
With no fees and no regulation. No.
Okay. So this is a way to, one, be in compliance with the statute, start the fee process, and then the next submittals, you're going to show us how we're going to charge them for parking and entrance.
Correct.
Okay. If not, we're going to retract our approvals. Right? Go ahead. Yeah.
I move that we approve item E5 as recommended by staff.
Do I have a second?
Second.
A motion has been moved and seconded to approve item E5 as submitted by staff. All in favor, please say aye. Motion passes with 5. There's a conditional approval, Alan. You got to make sure we all understand the rest of this, but no, it's been approved. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The final word of that is if you rescind that, the only thing you're rescinding is our ability to charge a fee.
Yeah, no, so, I did. Okay.
I know you guys are tired.
We're punching. This has been a long day.
I appreciate you guys.
It's been a long day. Okay, go ahead. Next item.
Let's go in order. You might as well. You're gonna
you're going to do E1 or you're going to do E6? I thought that one you need to get done today.
Okay, let's go E6. E6 is our annual continuance of revocable permits statewide.
Yeah.
All right. And you guys generally approve these for us every year. We have a total of 9 commercial tours and recreational activities, including some of the ones we mentioned, Board Member Smith, 9 commercial partnerships. These are largely our existing parking and entry vendors that net us to the tune of $15.6 million a year. And they are the largest single source of our special fund revenue. Mm-hmm. Non-commercial recreational activities, it's a climbing wall in Mopalia. Nonprofit camp activities are 2 nonprofit cabins, recreational cabins in Kokea State Park, and 1 agricultural RP issued to a tenant in Ahupua'o Kahana State Park for the cultivation of tea leaves. You've approved these for many years. There's only 1 fewer than last year. We had a bottling, Pepsi bottling, vending machines, selling water and soda in Diamond Head. We now have food trucks instead. And we finally got rid of single-use plastic bottles from one of our busiest spots. So I think that's a positive. It's a positive removal. Yeah.
Sure. No, go ahead.
I had a quick question on the Oahu list for Ka'ina Puni, the Hawaii Climbing Coalition.
Yes, that was the non-commercial recreational activity. It's so basically a...
They don't charge any fees.
They don't charge any fees.
Okay, because that's why it's gratis.
So there is a history to this. We came to the board and it was really a means of trying to limit liability. So the Oahu Climbing Coalition maintains this climbing wall, including ropes. They have people who go to their website and they sign waivers of liability before they are supposed to participate.
I just wanted to make sure for a gratis exchange, they're not collecting fees for doing stuff.
They're grassroots, no fees charged.
Okay, thank you.
And you have found that the RP process is a much more effective and efficient than a long-term.
I think in most cases, yes. I do believe that we have probably established the needs for these parking and entry agreements. And I'm going to go back on my word because we're going to do four new RPs for them this time. But essentially, we start them out as RPs for data gathering and understanding. As we get down to, you know, really knowing what the costs are and what their number of employees are needed per site, et cetera, we could probably go with longer term agreements. I do not believe they should be a competitive bid process for a number of reasons, because people will underbid, they won't be able to pay their people well enough, we'll have staffing issues, and then the public will actually suffer. And these are very lucrative and the performance is really good in terms of managing the quality of visits, and especially for the ones with reservations. We have completely tamped down on overtourism in the parks like Diamond Head and Wai'anapa-Napa and Iao Valley.
But at some point, I think what's critical is that you are fat gathering, and that's why it's an art, because the previous item that we just had before Land Division, we got sued for RPs in perpetuity. So I do see at some point in time, you may transition these like Hyena.
Correct.
From a 103D to a more longer term disposition. But this is, we are looking at that gathering to determine if they're ready and who may be the most qualified, you know.
Precisely. We also, RPs are legal for this activity, yep. Maybe not ideal. However, we have an exemption now in concession law.
Right.
We can, for these types of operations, we can directly negotiate with people who we think are perfectly suited to operate those particular locations. Okay. And that would be the long-term I'd pursue.
But I think it is important for the record that these RPs, because I'm a little leery about us saying we've done these for a very long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's got to be a longer-term movement towards disposition. Yep. Okay.
And we agree. We're getting our capacity. Sorry, yeah. Brigitte here,
yes,
property manager.
No, I'm glad
doing amazing things. We're catching up on a lot of backlog, and we will convert. In particular, I think some of the true and commercial use concessions, yes, like the kayak vendors, not the vendors, but the kayak tours, probably should bid and get a long-term disposition rather than have to go every year with this, you know, is it going to get approved? Is the board going to allow it?
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions, board members? Do I have a motion on item E6?
Motion to approve is submitted.
Second.
Motion has been moved and seconded to approve item E6. All in favor, please say aye. Motion passes with 5 votes. Item E1, do you want to take them all together?
Let's go E1 through E4.
Yeah.
They are almost duplicative in their language. They apply to 4 different sites. So these are all asking for approval to issue new revocable permits to different parking companies for different parks. The 4 parks are Wailuku River State Park, Hawaii Island, Ke Kahakai State Park, specifically the Kua Bay, Manini Ovali section, Hawaii Island, Wailua River State Park on Kauai, that's the one that's gonna benefit the most, but the combination of the kayak regulation and registration plus new management on site. And the 4th one, which is slightly different, is Hu'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u'u' We are not asking for you guys to establish fees because they are already established in our administrative rules. But a subsequent statute now places the the honor of setting fees on this board, right? And we are going to implement the existing fees that were amended in 2020 in all of these cases.
Okay.
And we are being compelled by the legislature,
mm-hmm.
encouraged highly to raise and diversify our fees. So we're not going to change them now, but we will be coming back to you very soon with this notion of dynamic and seasonal pricing.
Good.
And so for now, all of these will be the, with the exception of Pu'ualakaʻa, which I'll get to, only non-residents, $5 per person entry fee, regardless of how you enter, on foot, by car, commercial vehicle. $10 per vehicle for out-of-state residents, and for commercial vehicles by size, 25 for a 1 to 7 passenger vehicle, $50 for an 8 to 25 passenger vehicle, $9 for a 26 person plus passenger vehicle. Not all these parks accommodate commercial use. Well, the Gua River does, Rainbow Falls. We'll have a lot of commercial use there. Ualakaʻa, which has a different fee structure, but also has a lot of small passenger tour vans that come. Ualakaʻa as a state wayside, which has a much shorter period of visitation. We only charge parking fees. Typically, it's like something like the Poly, where they roll in, walk up to the overlook, take a picture and go, 15 minutes, right? So we don't feel it's necessary to charge a family $35 for that. So we only charge per vehicle, not per person. $7 is the parking fee. And for commercial use, it's 15, 30, and 50 in the aforementioned categories. So that summarizes the fees that will be charged, right? And these different companies will be on site. We solicited informally from multiple companies. We chose the ones who we either felt they were going to give us the best deal or who we had the most familiarity with. We even did it. We went down to the area of, we have multiple companies working on different islands. Some performance is better on this island than this island. We went down to that level. So for example, our Wailua River, new selected vendor is Republic Parking because they have a phenomenal record of managing Kokea and Waimea Canyon, right, for 5 years. And the parallels among these are much better control and management. The ancillary benefit, which is also critical, is enhanced revenue to our special fund, right? We're being asked more and more by the ledge to pay more of our own costs. Right now, our special fund is about 2/3 of our entire annual budget. Estimates for adding these four, I'd say conservatively 2 million, potentially as high as 4 million additional dollars per year in our special fund.
And that's actually based upon a very conservative.
I'm probably going to make about 3.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
So the fees that you generate, is that going towards maintenance of the parks as well?
Absolutely.
I mean,
yes.
You've got people coming in, they're probably going to want to go to the restroom.
Absolutely. We are engaged in multiple, we're not spending it fast enough because we don't have, it's kind of a, we're still in a design, bid, build world, but we are moving towards front loading, shovel rated designs. We're using this special fund money for things we used to use CIP for, right? Mm-hmm. So one of the initiatives we have right now is a rolling out complete ADA upgrades and full upgrades to all of our campsites statewide. So that's going to be something that's predominantly going to benefit local folks, all paid for out of the pockets of visitors from the mainland.
It's right? Also subsidized parks that may be primarily used by local people.
Correct.
Okay.
So we have to spread it around the system, right? So we have these haves and have not parks.
I just want to make sure that, you know, the facilities are going to be usable because when they're closed, and that's when we get the calls, right?
Yep.
Why is that bathroom not open?
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of progress on your island. We're going to,
yeah.
You know, it's coming.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You want to just comment on monitoring, not necessarily security?
Yeah, well, I think, so to your point, we do have We don't staff our parks very, I mean, maintenance guys come and go. You understand where we're trying to get with our interpretive sort of educational rangers. The average person doesn't see a staff member, right? So these are these folks who we hire as attendants. They both help educate people and they deter things like car break-ins. And I mean, technically it's on the honor system, but everybody complies. Everybody pays. If you don't have a reservation at a reservation park, you turn around, you know, 1 out of 100 argues with the attendant for a while. But
how can we deter rescues, you know, unnecessary rescues?
That, yeah, I don't have the answer for that, but I think education and us getting more people out in those places, right?
Yeah, because some of our so-called ranger, right?
One, yeah, yeah. One. We're recruiting for another right now, and we're establishing additional positions through DGIV as we speak, right? So, yeah, we need to populate our parks with that class of worker, which we are way behind in, even though every other state park system in the country and most park systems in the world figured it out.
We're getting there. Parks is probably one of the few divisions that has the ability to generate revenue, at least to take care of themselves as well as they do. There's overflow to others. Okay, any other questions, board members? Okay,
I'll call in later on.
Go ahead.
I move that we approve item E1 as recommended by staff.
Second.
Okay, motion has been moved in E1. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Yeah.
Motion passes. Next, E2.
I move that we approve item E2 as recommended by staff.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Motion has been moved and seconded to approve item E2. All in favor, please say aye. Original. Motion passes with 5. Item E3. Ready? You're on the roll.
This is Kauai.
Karen?
I move that we accept. What item is that?
E3. Okay.
E3. See, okay. I'm getting just as bad.
That's okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion has been moved and seconded to approve item E3. All in favor, please say aye or raise your hand. Motion passes. Last item, E4.
Motion to accept staff's recommendation for E4.
Second.
Motion has been moved and seconded to approve item E4. All in favor, please say aye or raise your hand. Motion passes with 5 votes. Flee while you can. Item H. Thank you so much for your patience.
Thank you guys so much.
State Parks.
We also can buy our own staff positions if that's better.
Okay, because I'm going to try to jam to get Dovar in here as well.
Yeah.
So let's do H.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. Thank you for waiting around. Okay. H is a new, this is coming out of the chair's office. This is Luke Sarvis. Luke, if you could introduce and do a real brief summary. The board has, I'm assuming the board has read this.
Hopefully, yeah. Good afternoon, good evening. It is now Chair and Board Members Luke Sarvis with the Chair's Office, formerly with Land Division. So this is an authorization to withdraw approximately 100.7 acres from Executive Order Number 4584, the Department of Agriculture and Biosecurity's predecessor agency. So most of you are familiar with this, but just a quick recap for those who were not around. This is something we've been working on for close to 4 years now. This parcel was set aside to DOA back in 2019 because their tenant on an adjoining parcel operates the slaughterhouse. And Campbell Industrial has per acre gallons per day water allocations. There wasn't enough on the slaughterhouse parcel, so DOA got this parcel transferred to them to provide extra water allocation for their guests. And so back in early 2022, we received an inquiry from a renewable energy company, Eurus America. And so as a reaction to that, I went out and visited the site and found out that there was a basically huge base yard for an industrial road building hauling company out there. And so we brought that up to DOA, and for a couple of years, we were arguing with them to the point where we were going to ask the board to cancel the EO and take back the whole parcel. The governor intervened and since then has been leading negotiations between the interested parties. And so we finally come to an agreement that's what's before you now. It's to withdraw, like I said, approximately 100.7 acres from the EO, leaving DOA's tenant with the remainder, which they've agreed to. At the October 28th meeting of the Board of Agriculture and Biosecurity, they approved the corresponding measure to this, which was to authorize this withdrawal as well as reduce the acreage of the existing lease to Hawaii Land Livestock by a corresponding amount. And so over the last year, we've also been going through the process of getting this out of land court. And we're finalizing that right now. I would expect within the next week to 2 weeks that that will be completely finished and it will no longer be within land court. And that will greatly expedite this withdrawal process as well as any future development by both agencies, just because land court backlog is to the extent of where it is now. So that's a brief overview of it. If you have any questions, be happy to answer them.
So this, and I think, so this is supporting sustainable renewable energy. So yours is going to do, they're doing a hydro? No, it's a hydrogen.
That's possible. That's one that's in contemplation now. It's
and they actually, I think they've got a buyer. They're going to provide energy to across the street. Is it Hawaii Gas?
Hawaii Gas. Hawaii Gas. We've worked on other renewable projects here in the past. Given its location right in Campbell Industrial, it's an ideal spot for renewable projects.
So it makes a lot of sense. And then right next door to our parcel, Board of Water Supply is doing their desal plant.
Yeah.
So they're putting in a whole new line through the road there. So there's R1 that's being provided. And then there's also now they're going to have potable water coming out of the. So this is an industrial site. Did it make sense to put an ag? And you guys knew that.
Yeah, we knew that from before. But nothing will impact the flight area, right?
No.
Because that is a flight
area. No, it's the flight. There's flight restrictions for solar stuff, but technology has advanced to the point where they're not as reflective as they once were. And one thing I do need to add also on the water note, the restrictions are defunct now. They were in place back when we purchased these parcels and several others from Campbell Estate.
Yeah.
But that was because they still had ag going on. And so a few months back, we finally executed and recorded in land court the termination of the water restrictions that were in the deeds. So that's no longer an issue. There's plenty of water for all users now.
It was on the map, so.
Yeah. It's something that's been taken into account. And
So it's a much better appropriate use, mm-hmm. having a renewable energy than leaving it ag. So,
yeah.
Okay, with that being said, board members. A
couple questions. Yep. So this is the one that Bobby Faria.
Correct.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, got it. Okay, that's very good progress.
He's withdrawn from the company from Hawaii Land Livestock now and been replaced by another entity. I don't recall the name.
So transmitting the power from one property to another property, does that trigger PUC?
No. This isn't a transfer of power issue because it's not a solar to add. That was a previous project that fell through back prior to transferring it to DOA. So this isn't a solar POV or PV project to go to the grid. This is to power a hydrolysis plant, which is going to produce hydrogen that will be sold to Hawaii Gas. So it's not an issue of power wheeling over the network.
So the power stays on the same
power stays
parcel.
On the, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. If there's excess, there's been discussions of that, but it doesn't sound like there will
be excess. If there's any excess, I thought even Board of Water Supply was.
Yeah, and Board of Water Supply could. It's kind of ideally located right there next to them.
Thank you.
Any, Denise?
So, just for my own edification, so this, the land was in DLNR's jurisdiction. It got transferred to the Department of Agriculture, supposedly to support pastoral use?
No, it was transferred. It was transferred strictly because of the water allocation that they needed. So the slaughterhouse next door, the parcel that they're on is, I want to say it's about 7 acres. Mm-hmm. And for the Campbell Industrial water restrictions back when the state purchased this in 97, they were limited to 800 gallons per day per acre.
Mm-hmm.
And so that just didn't provide enough water for the slaughterhouse operation in general.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not, back then, there wasn't any other convenient way of getting more water. Mm-hmm. So the idea was that they were just going to take this parcel, which then gave 110 additional acres worth of water allocation.
Oh,
but
so
now that that water issue
water.
Is moot, it doesn't really matter.
So they're getting provided water by BWS.
When they were more in production.
Exactly. The restriction
side.
Was
okay.
put there because when the state purchased this back in 97 was when it was finalized. It started in the late 80s when the negotiations first began.
Mm-hmm.
There was still the Golden Triangle was a fair amount of agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And now that there's none, the restrictions, when we brought it up to Campbell, they were.
Okay. I just want to know because we're supporting all these transfers to DOA and then, you know, what happens to
weird,
us,
right?
And then, so, okay, this is history, but then the cattle industry has been suffering, so.
Yeah, and so the remaining acreage there that is, if you look at the map in the exhibit, it's kind of an L shape around the parcel and it basically expands their slaughterhouse parcel now. significantly, and that's for increased cattle resting capacity, which right now they haven't actually worked up the need for yet. And so this was negotiated with their tenant, and they've accepted and they testified in support at the Board of Ag meeting a couple of weeks ago that it's adequate for their purposes, and it's a pretty good sharing arrangement for
Okay,
everybody.
thank you.
But it's also good,
Sure.
it's a revenue for DLNR
Yeah,
because we're going to get
significant
rent
revenue
from
generation.
yours. And it's not ceded lands.
Well, not necessarily from yours, from whatever. I mean, it's
Whatever it becomes,
whatever
that
entity ends
use.
up leasing it. Yeah, at this point, I mean,
Isn't it
likely.
yours?
Well, we've been in discussions with them, but they've got to do an EA and come
Okay.
back in the future
Figure
for
out their finances.
authorization for a lease. And that would, I mean, in a perfect world, be probably in the summertime or so. But that's also, I mean, if that falls through, we'll either go out with an RFP or bid to auction for another developer, which is what we had been pursuing prior to it being sent over to DLN in the past.
Thank you. Okay.
A couple comments. So the reason that it's being taken back from DOA is when you presented this to us in the past, the deputy at DOA said, "Oh yeah, those are legitimate agricultural uses."
That's true. He
And
said
there were
that.
containers and cherry pickers and things that are not part of agriculture. And he represented, "Oh yeah, that's legitimate ag uses."
He
So
did.
if they don't know how to manage their properties,
So
they're
how
taking
can
it
we
back,
transfer
right?
more
Well,
land?
and so in the meantime, part of what was happening with the negotiations led by the governor's office was finding, and they had asked, governor asked us to stop trying to cancel it when he first came into office so that they could work on finding a place to relocate them. And that was part of the negotiations. And they have since found land to lease from
DHHL.
DHHL in the area that the hauling company is moving their whole operation to. So they've legitimized themselves. They're somewhere else. I've visited. We've all verified. It's been cleaned up. It's a brownfield site from the beginning, but
Oh
everything that
God.
they had there has been removed.
And then the other part was this used to be a feedlot
That's
when I think it was Kahoa and Hoy Meat
Oh,
Company
I
used to
remember.
bring in grain to feed the animals before slaughter. So it's not economically viable to bring grain into fattened cattle. So there's no feedlot need. So that they don't need this 100 acres
Yeah,
for the
so. So
slaughterhouse.
the 10 additional acres that kind of wraps around where their slaughterhouse is now, that's what they're envisioning as adequate for their overflow for their resting purposes in the future. If there's weather events, stuff like that, that they need to, calm cattle down before processing.
Any other questions? Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve is submitted.
Second.
Do I have a second?
Second.
The motion has been moved and seconded to approve item H1. All in favor, please say aye. Yes. Motion passes with 5 votes. Thank you very
Thank you
much.
very much. Long
Thank
day.
you. Let's move
Good
on to
job.
J. Megan, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Chair, board members, Richard Howard for
Hours.
voting. Item J1 is a cancellation of revocable permit number 158 issued to Harold Tashima and a request to waive the requirement for a phase one environmental site assessment. I'll answer any questions if the board has, that the board might
Thank you very
have.
much. Board members, do you have any questions for Howard? Richard? Seeing no
Laughing.
questions? Oh, okay. I got it right. I got it
Okay.
right.
She
I
caught
was about to say Howard, but I did say Richard. You
it.
gotta stop having these first names as both your first and last name.
And middle name. Yeah, first
I
name.
apologize for that.
Tell him your middle name.
No.
Wise man, wise man. Okay, with that being said, if there are no questions, do I have a motion?
I move that we approve item J1 as recommended by staff.
Very good. I have a second. Motion has been moved and seconded to approve item J1. All in favor, please say aye or raise. Motion passes with 5 votes. Item J2.
J2 is a renewal of an adopt a harbor agreement with the Mo'olaya Village Association for landscaping beautification purposes at the Mo'olaya Small Boat Harbor.
Very good.
Okay.
Any questions?
Does it still look like that?
Yeah, it does.
Yes,
Yes, they did a very good job.
the
Mo'olaya
Okay.
Village Association does a really great job. Tapani has done a really great job in upkeeping that area. So we're real happy to do this renewal with them.
That's
Okay.
good. That's
All
good.
right. I have no questions.
Okay. Do you want to make a motion?
I'll make the motion
Okay.
that we approve as submitted.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
A motion has been moved and seconded to approve item J2. All in favor, please say aye.
Motion passes with 5 votes. Woo!
There we go.
Oh my God. You know what? Are there any public comments?
Oh, now you guys.
I'm going to ratify.
It's been a long day.
There were no public comments on any of these items. It has been a very long day. It has been a productive day. I thank you, board members. I thank you, staff, for waiting with us. Having no other business before the board, the meeting is adjourned. Woo!
There you go.
Hello, everyone.